recognize your relationship with all three of those aspects, recognizing which ones are easier for you, which ones are more challenging for you, where you need to increase your relationship with wealth.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate you and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and today is a solo episode, just you and me. And today I want to talk about, what if making money isn't your issue? What if making more money isn't the solution? What if the problem is about holding the money? Truth is that about 70% of lottery ticket winners go bankrupt within anywhere from 6 months to the first year or so after winning the lottery. Very successful entrepreneurs can lose millions within a single exhalation. I personally have had experiences of having large quantities of money come into my life and watch it very rapidly flow right back out of my life, as well as I've helped other entrepreneurs and visionary with similar experiences. So why is this? Why is it that perhaps the more money you make, the more money you spend, even if, and this is one of the catchers, even if it's seemingly through bills, expenses, because sometimes it can show up as, oh, now all of a sudden my car broke down, right? An unexpected expense. Doesn't matter why or how that money is moving out. But let's take a deeper look into why. Why is that money moving out of your space? Why is it the more that you create, the more that you earn, the more that you receive, the more that you spend? The first is just simply people do, in fact, you know, elevate their level of life, their level of living, right? And sometimes when we know that, okay, I really have up-leveled my wealth, we increase our level of living with that. And that keeps us really basically right where we were before. We're just living a higher quality of life. But let's take it deeper. Part of it can be in your nervous system. A lot of people actually are not in a regulated state of their nervous system, and their nervous system is really in a survival mode. It's either in fight or flight, or it's in freeze or fawn. And when your nervous system is in this survival, surviving is not thriving. And really, surviving is all about safety, finding safety. Now, our conscious mind understands, or wants to believe anyways, that having money is a sense of safety, a sense of security. That's not necessarily what is actually energetically programmed into your nervous system via the limiting belief structures that you carry. These are belief structures that you may have acquired over this life, but these belief structures can also come from your ancestors. And the sciences have proven that it could be up to 14 generations ago. That's a lot of generations, is it not? And some of these belief structures say that it's not safe to have money. Money is indeed seen largely as a form of power. And so in order to be able to hold money, to hold power, your nervous system needs to be in a place where it feels safe to do so. Making money is pretty much about action, taking action that will create wealth, whether that is that you are, you know, in a career and you're taking action to have those hourly pays or those salary pays, or if you're an entrepreneur and you're taking action to have clients and receive money. Receiving money is a lot about magnification, magnetizing energy to you and taking action. But holding money is actually a different skill set. Isn't that interesting? Holding money is really about the safety in your nervous system. This is also why a lot of times really wealthy people have high levels of anxiety, because although they are indeed holding the money, they're holding on to the money, they're not going broke, they're not going bankrupt, the level of unsafety that they actually feel is very, very high, which triggers senses of anxiety, unsafety, and ultimately control. So let me share with you the three core principles for increasing your ability to hold wealth. As I've mentioned, it largely has to do with your nervous system. And if your nervous system is in that survival state, it'll be very challenging to really hold on to wealth. So recognizing that you need to learn how to regulate your nervous system. And a regulated nervous system means that absolutely, we're not meant to be in the state of rest and digest all the time. That's really not where the flow is. But we want to be able to move in and out of the different stages of the nervous system easily and very, very quickly. So a lot of humans are actually stuck in fight or flight or freeze and fawn. And you want to be in a combination of the rest and digest, hybrid of the rest and digest and the fight or flight, or hybrid of the rest and digest and the freeze or fawn. Those hybrids are actually where the most powerful sense of flow exists. So recognizing, if you're listening to this and you're resonating with what I'm saying, that your nervous system might be dysregulated, and learning how to breathe into your body, breathe into your belly, you know, always use the breath. I'm a massive proponent of the breath. Why? Because it's always there. And it is very psychological to us as far as learning how to use your breath to shift your nervous system is really just a natural desire that your body wants to go through. And also, when you learn how to use the breath powerfully, you recognize that you can alter your states through your breath. You can connect more deeply into the present with your breath, and you could absolutely use your breath to create a deeper connection both with yourself, with God, with source, and absolutely with money. So I will always first and foremost say the breath. Hey, it's always there. It's free. Why not, right? Why not become a master of your breath? So absolutely, you can use the breath. You can learn to breathe into your belly. And really, that's about reprogramming yourself, because when you're a baby, you learn you are naturally belly breathing. And then we learn to start to breathe up more and more into our chest as our nervous system goes through experiences where it no longer feels safe. And there's a level of tension that enters into our body. So learning first and foremost how to breathe properly, right, which is a three-part breath. You're breathing into the belly, you're breathing into the chest, and then you're breathing into the ribs, and then you're breathing into the chest. And it's not necessarily in that order. They're not separate, but the belly is definitely first. And then the other two are coming right along on the heels of that first aspect of the three-part breath. So really reprogramming yourself where you are naturally breathing in that way, but also understanding that there are breath techniques that you can play with that can shift you out of different states, as well as you can really take the breath much deeper to shift your nervous system, which helps you to shift limiting belief structures, fears, and trauma that are stored in your body that you may or may not even be aware of. And that's definitely something that I help my clients do very, very powerfully and transformationally. The second thing you want to be aware of is any beliefs of unworthiness. And, you know, unworthiness isn't always apparent. Oftentimes, it's deeper within our subconscious mind. And let me just say this, you know, unworthiness is something that all humans have. different humans have it to different degrees, and as well as we can experience worthiness in a unique way for us, meaning some people might experience unworthiness more with regards to intimate relationships, others with regards to money, others with regards to career, others with regards to their body, their physical appearance. Regardless, it's going to be there in all aspects, but like I said, just different degrees. So recognizing in yourself, do you believe that you are unworthy? And ask yourself these questions, right? Do you believe that you're unworthy of money, of having, you know, large quantities of money in your bank account? When you think of that, and right now you can just do this with me, you can imagine a particular amount, maybe it's $1 million, right? Like go really big. How does that make you feel in your body when you imagine $1 million in your bank account? Now, you might feel great. You might feel excited. You might feel joyous. You might be like, yay. But just take a moment. Pause, breathe into your body. Are there any other feelings there? You may or may not be able to connect to them. Pretty profound how good we are at being in denial and honestly just kind of stuffing these feelings deep within ourselves. So just always be curious. Curiosity is a technique that opens up energy, opens up the mind, rather than as soon as we say, nope, I don't feel anything. I don't feel any worthiness. I don't have any worthiness, unworthiness. Now we've closed that potential down, okay? Instead of being open-minded to the possibility of it existing. Hey, if it doesn't exist, you can be open to it. Nothing's going to happen, right? You're not going to create it because you're being open to it. So it's always more beneficial to be curious and open-minded. And then what is that level? You know, awareness is huge. What is that level? What is that thermostat for you of what you can hold? And you'll notice this where your bank account will kind of hold itself at a particular amount and you may earn more. And then you may, you know, have those unexpected bills come through where your bank account drops back down to a certain amount. You know, that's very common for people. And that's really signifying that level of energy that you can hold, that you feel safe, that you fundamentally deep within your subconscious mind believe that you are safe to hold. And if you're a person who has a lot of wealth, and find themselves very anxious in that, you know, the question for you is really understanding what is the fundamental fear there, because it's about the potential of loss, right? It's always about the potential of loss, ironically enough. So be curious, explore these conversations within yourself. Because there's always the three aspects of money, right? The receiving, the creating, the magnetizing is the negative polarity, okay? Then we have the positive polarity, which is the giving, the spending, okay? The outsourcing, the money, the investing. And then we have the neutral, which is the holding onto, the keeping, the saving, all right? So you always want, to the best of your ability, recognize your relationship with all three of those aspects, recognizing which ones are easier for you, which ones are more challenging for you, where you need to increase your relationship with wealth, with money in that particular aspect of self. And as always, I love to support people with this. It is just really not only lights me up, but it's truly my superpower. So if this is something that you need assistance with, I have a lot of different opportunities to work with me, both one-on-one, in groups, in memberships. There's plenty there for all. So definitely reach out if you feel called. Otherwise, thank you so much for being here with me. As always, I appreciate you as the audience, and definitely share this. You know somebody who maybe struggles to save money or hold on to money or even has that general anxiety around their money. This would be a great conversation for them to listen to. Thank you so much. I love you. Until next time. Mwah.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.